Lee. How are you, mate?
Well, finally, the AFL season is done and dusted, and you're one of the lucky ones that headed to Queensland and saw the grand final at night firsthand. It looked pretty good on TV.
Oh, it was awesome. And I know there's been a bit of backlash ever since the game, but...
You're always going to get that.
Being there, it was outstanding, I thought, to be honest. The Gabba was a sensational venue for it. The PA system and the video system there is just first class, and that made all the difference, I think. But the light show at halftime, particularly with Shepherd playing, it was just awesome. And, fireworks able to go off at the end of the game when the Tigers won. Just little things like that. I'm definitely not opposed to a day grand final. I've been a big supporter of the tradition of a day grand final, but after witnessing it firsthand, certainly open to the debate that it should be here to stay the night grand final.
Great performance by the Tigers to go back-to-back. And Dustin Martin, you can't stop him.
Oh, he's a freak, isn't he? He basically won the game off his own boot for him, didn't he? He got him right back into it like a flick was switched and they're on the Tigers. So, he's an absolute beast of a player. Probably go down as one of the greatest finals players in history now after becoming the first player to win 3 Norm Smith medals. And you just wonder what was said at halftime. You wonder what was said in the Geelong camp being 15 points up. You wonder what was said by Damien Hardwick in the Richmond rooms. And I think we'll see that with the Amazon documentary that will come out eventually, which will be awesome to watch. But it was almost before the game up there, they had on the big screen the last time they played in the final, which was the prelim final last year. And it played out in exactly the same fashion. Geelong went into halftime with a big lead, and Richmond came storming over the top of them in the second half, and that's exactly what happened last weekend.
And the AFL free agency period begins today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So a few moves that we expect. Obviously, Joe Danaher's the big one. They reckon that one will get done pretty quickly. Brad Crouch, another one. Zach Williams. So it's going to be an unbelievable trade period coming up. I think that begins next Wednesday, the actual trade period.
Yep.
Probably one of the busiest we'll see. And we thought we had that last year, but it looks like that'll be surpassed again. So... there's so much interest in it, and this is the thing for the AFL, it goes all year round now, doesn't it? We go from the trade period, or the grand final to the trade period. Usually the fixture would come out as well, then we go to the draft, then we're back to pre-season just about, so they do it pretty well, the AFL. They're a well-oiled machine.
We've got a bit of cricket as well. I think the Tassie Tigers take on Western Australia in Adelaide in their Sheffield Shield clash starting today.
Yeah, they do. Looking forward to this one. Need to win it, the Tigers. They've got one draw from their opening two games, so... they're playing Western Australia, as you say. Get Matty Wade back for this one too, Lee. He spent the first couple of games back here in Tassie just with his family ahead of a busy summer, which is completely understandable. So he'll be eager to get out there and make some runs. It was a good game last game for us. A lot of players made runs, led by the skipper, Tim Payne, with an unbeaten century, which was great to see him back in the runs. Obviously, Charlie Wakin did pretty well. Jake Doran did well. So can't wait to see how they go against WA, who are a very powerful lineup. We know that. They've got some really good players. So, as I said, they'd love to win this one and get their season back on track.
And good to see the Boxing Day Test will be played at the MCG this year with a capped crowd, though, 25,000 per day.
Yeah, and there was a bit of a debate during the week how those tickets might be split. A lot of people said they should go straight to the MCC members who have paid a lot of money this year for no outcome. And then other people saying this test belongs to the whole of Victoria and they should be spread evenly between the MCC and the general public. I think that's where they've landed. I'm not sure exactly what the split will be, but I think that's a pretty reasonable outcome.
Gee, we've got some sport, haven't we? We had the NRL Grand Final last weekend. Well done to the Melbourne Storm over the Penrith Panthers. We've got the State of Origin to start off. We've got horse racing. We've got the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday. And just polishing off just quickly in the basketball, great appointment that Nick Haywood has signed on as the coach of the Northwest Thunder, Brent.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously a long-time player with the club and a well-respected figure in Northwest basketball. So great to see him take the job on from Sammy Armstrong. And obviously a bit of work ahead for him. It's going to be difficult to get overseas signings, you'd think, at the moment with the restrictions, et cetera, from overseas travel. So how the NBL want to look next year is going to be fascinating. And a lot of these players have had this year off as well with the season cancelled for 2020. So no doubt there's... a bit of work to do for all clubs, not just Nick and the Thunder. How that'll look next year is going to be really interesting too.
Best of luck to Nick. He's a champion fellow and a perfect replacement, I think, for Sam Armstrong. I tell you what, with all this sport going on, Brent, just make sure you've got the batteries for the remote control. It's going to be a big one. So always a pleasure catching up with you, and we'll do more of the same next Friday. Enjoy the weekend of sport. Brent Costello from Tassie's number one news service, which is Win News. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Lee. Good to talk to you, mate.